70s, they ran some math. A group of thinkers chose a new path. The Club of Rome said, let's take a look at the future of the world. It's not in the book. They built a model called World 3, plugged in the data to see what be. Population booming, resources drained. Could the world keep up or end in pain? Oh, the limits to growth we can't ignore. The infinite growth on a finite floor. Planet Earth's got rules we need to respect, or face a future that's less than perfect. Economic systems, they all assume that endless growth can make flowers bloom. But resources dwindle, pollution grows. The planet's got boundaries, as everyone knows. The exponential curves look fine at first, but they hit a wall and then it's the worst. Sustainability is the name of the game. We've got to think long term or shoulder the blame. It's nature's call, from energy crisis to ecosystems fall. We're burning too bright, consuming too fast. Let's make the changes to ensure we last. It's not all doom, there's a choice to make. A chance for humanity to hit the brake. Renewable energy, less waste, more care. A sustainable future for all. It's a wake-up call from the World 3 crew to rethink the systems and what we do. From fossil fuels to endless greed, we've got to align with the planet's needs. So listen up, leaders and folks like us. The limits are real, no time to fuss. Adapt, innovate, and live within bounds, and hear the Earth symphony of about survival, not just human greed. We can rewrite the future. Let's take that vow to live in harmony starting now. So let's respect the planet, its finite space, and build a world with a sustainable pace. The limits to growth aren't just a plea. Locally, and thrive sustainably.